A room. Blacked-out windows covered with sheets. Airless. On the table in front of us, a mobile phone. It rings. I listen over headphones as Kaleem picks up. The kidnapper is confused, on edge. Where's Lucy? Up until now, he's dealt only with the family. From now on, Kaleem tells him he talks to us. The kidnapper's furious. He tells Kaleem that if he wants to see Elizabeth alive, he needs to get Lucy straight away. Impossible, Kaleem replies. Either he speaks to us or not at all. The line goes dead. Game on. 15 love. Mostly it's the insurance company makes first contact after an abduction, assuming the hostage has cover. If not, then it's the family, desperate for help. Lucy was no different. 10:30 at night and the phone rings. I'd already told Anne I was taking some time off. 3 weeks in Somalia and the Sudan before that on a couple of nightmare jobs, and I was due for a rest. She tells me not to answer it, insists. I let it ring. Both of us lying there in the dark, side by side. Answer phone cuts in, and then came her voice. It's different if it's a broker, it's business, a job. You know, they're sat behind a desk, a ton of other calls to make. Lucy was obviously terrified for her mother's life, and what's more, she'd done her homework. With 100% success rate, she wanted me to negotiate. No one else. I agreed, despite Anne's protests.